This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Gaylord, G-A-Y, or I'm sorry, G-A-Y-L-A-L-O-R-D, Gaylord Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, date of birth April 16th of 1940. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Morris, who was seen in consultation June 27th of 2023 for stage 3A chronic kidney disease, which had been going on since September of 2020. The patient is doing well, and he has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. He does have low back pain and has some difficulty, especially in the right hip, with ambulation. And he tells me he's been using ibuprofen 400 milligram twice a day for the pain, which we don't recommend with chronic kidney disease, of course. He has had an MRI of the lower back, and he is attending physical therapy, but he doesn't believe he's getting a lot of benefit yet. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no weight changes, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He does have nocturia several times a night, 3 to 4, he reports. No current edema. He has had some memory problems. He canceled his appointment on December 18th, and even though that was confirmed the Friday before the appointment. And today, his scheduled appointment time was 1:45 p.m., and he arrived at 11 a.m. instead. So he's got some mild confusion, but he's also very hard of hearing, so it's possible he isn't hearing things correctly. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Metoprolol has been increased from 25 milligram daily to 50 milligram daily. Pravacol is 80 milligram daily. Another new medication is oxybutynin, 5 milligram daily. He's on pravastatin, low-dose aspirin, and vitamin C also. And physical exam, weight is 185 pounds, pulse is 61, oxygen saturation 91%, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 24th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.55 with estimated GFR of 44. Albumin is 4.1. Calcium is 8.6. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus, 3.4. Hemoglobin is 15.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels. This could be because he's using 400 milligram of ibuprofen twice a day for his back and hip pain. So we would recommend to use Tylenol instead, and or maybe a different pain medication that you can discuss with him. But I have asked him to stop using the oral ibuprofen. It is an over-the-counter med, so he purchased that himself and just started using it. Two, hypertension, and that's currently near to goal. That'd be slightly higher because of the ibuprofen use. Three, peripheral vascular disease without exacerbation. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and we've asked him to get them done this month, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.